It was not business as usual this past weekend at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Amid all the Wrangler jeans and cowboy hats was a young girl in a bright red t-shirt that boasted a certain spunky slogan.
It said, "Because I can." It shows that I'm going to go out there and win.
12-year-old cowgirl Mackenzie Mullins from Gordon, Texas, broke from a field of 14 men to win reserve champion at the Cutting Horse World Finals. Reserve champion means second place, but who's counting when you're up against professional horse trainers nearly three times your age? Amy Voorhees of the National Cutting Horse Association says this was no case of a sorry second.
These guys do this day in, day out. They have sometimes 40 horses in their barn that they're training for other people at this level. So they know what they're doing.
Just what they're doing may not be obvious to the average city slicker. The horse and rider have 2.5 minutes to separate or cut at least two calves from a herd of about 50 cattle. The sport has its roots in the western ranches of yesteryear, vast spreads of land and cattle, and long before there were fences.
Cutting horses were developed to select one cow out of a herd and hold that cow away from the herd to be doctored and branded, any number of things. A cutting horse looks that cow head on and outmaneuvers the cow.
So what does this 5'1", 85-pound upstart have to say about outmaneuvering all those cowboys?
I like it. It's cool.
Mackenzie may maintain a certain western cool when it comes to discussing her win, but her horse is a different story. That's a 1,240-pound quarter horse. His show name is Rosie's Lena, but that's just for show.
We call him Tater B because he's got a tater head. It's just a real big, plain head. And the B stands for big boy because he's huge for a cutting horse.
Tater B has earned himself a 2 months rest for his reserve champion win. For her part, Mackenzie will take home a purse of more than $14,000. She hopes to become one of the best in cutting. As for even longer-term goals, she has her sights on turf once occupied by Morning Edition commentator Baxter Black. She wants to be a veterinarian, large animal and small.